Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Sweden and Finland today formally applied for NATO membership after decades of military neutrality. The two Nordic countries made the move in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden and Finland are already among NATO's closest allies, but by joining the military alliance, they would give it a valuable edge over Moscow. U.S.-trained Afghan security forces said they were shocked at the U.S.'s abrupt withdrawal last year and were ill-equipped to defend the country against the Taliban, according to a new U.S. Inspector General report. It concluded that the U.S.'s 20-year, $90 billion training mission created a local security force that couldn't operate on its own. The Pentagon yesterday, while addressing a different report about the war, rejected suggestions that the U.S. mission in Afghanistan failed. And we are exclusively reporting that directors who control the board at mental health startup Cerebral have a plan to replace CEO Kyle Robertson. Sources say the board lost confidence in Robertson's leadership, partly due to what they felt was Cerebral's aggressive strategy to push into the diagnosis and treatment of ADHD. This comes as the startup deals with scrutiny from federal prosecutors over its prescription practices. Sources say Robertson, who is also a company co-founder, had not agreed to exit the CEO role as of late yesterday. A spokeswoman for Cerebral didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Cerebral earlier this month said it intended to cooperate with the federal probe and that no regulatory or law enforcement authority had accused it of violating any law. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher and European shares fell in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching home building figures due out this morning. And on the earnings front, Lowe's, Target, and Cisco are among the companies expected to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.